Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, I have the pleasure of talking about preventing cyber crime. We have Bruce Anderson. He is the director of investigation with his company called Cyber Investigation Services, and we're going to talk about cyber crime. He's a cyber crime expert. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
I guess to begin with, usually our listeners like to hear a personal view about the person versus reading the bio. So if you don't mind, tell us about yourself.
Okay. Wouldn't prepare for that. But my background is that I have over 10 years in law enforcement. I've been trained in cyber forensics, been trained in computer forensics, been trained in ethical hacking. Been very involved with internet for several years, and we got involved in this business basically from people getting hammered online and with their businesses and their reputation. And when we started the business, it just kind of took off from there because there's a huge void out there related to cybercrime and cyber defamation.
And basically, what type of issues we're having today with cybercrime? Anything that really stands out that, hey, this is the leading thing that's number one thing is keep happening? Is it credit card theft or reputation bashing? Or
we get if I had to classify it, and again, there's different issues. There is a lot of reputation bashing in terms of online defamation. While that's not a crime, it is certainly a civil infraction, but it is a very serious one that can put that impacts, you know, most people that are within businesses, because it can put a business out within 3 to 6 months of someone that goes under attack there. And we kind of call it, you know, cyber terrorism, if you will, and we see a lot of that. Other stuff we see is stalking and harassment. We see a lot of hacking of individual computers. We see a lot of fraud of taking money, you know, from fraudulent sites. We see intellectual property theft. We see extortion. We see money laundering. So there's pretty much everything has moved online today. Where it used to be offline is that we have a lot of crimes that are occurring online because it's more cost effective for the criminals to operate, and they can reach much larger groups of people in a short period of time.
What have you seen within law enforcement within the last, I guess, since the last 20 years, how things have changed? Now, of course, we had American Online, who was big in the early 90s and mid-90s, and, you know, people start stalking people, and you have this issue. But today, we're still the Wild Wild West. Anything goes. And how can a person really protect themselves from things like that?
It is tough in lots of ways, but it depends on who you are. And by that I mean is let me classify the
okay.
types of folks out there, and that will help understand. You've got folks that are just, you know, everyday script kiddie type hackers, and, you know, they're not really a big threat, and, you know, that's kind of how hacking got started years ago, is, you know, it's just a big fun, a big aha. And, you know, and you still have that going on, but that's not the dangerous stuff. The stuff that is really going on is coming from organized crime, and organized crime are very good at going and stealing large blocks of data, large blocks of information of credit cards and those types of things. And you got to understand, they're in the business to make money. They also are extorting companies. They are also stealing their websites and hijacking their pay-per-clicks. They're doing all kind of fancy stuff online from an organized crime viewpoint. then the big thing that's going on is coming from state actors, and by state actors being, you know, places like China and Russia and folks in Iran and folks around the world. What they're doing is that they are stealing intellectual property, and consequently is that what they're doing is they're going in and getting solid information, you know, from companies. And if you think about it, if you've spent a lot of money in research and development and legal fees and marketing costs to try to get a product out to market, and someone can just come in and, you know, get into your system and take all that stuff and beat you to market with it, and, you know, and not have to do all that and have to pay all that, it, you know, is they're stealing us blind. And that's happening in a very, very large way. And how it impacts everyday businesses is you think, well, God, I'm not a target. But they utilize it if you're doing business with any of these targets that they lie. So, for instance, do you have an attorney? Do you have an accountant? Do you have, because they are attacking those very readily. Why? It's because they have a lot of great information about lots of clients that they can then leverage into those clients and steal their information.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, we just had this week, it's coming on a regular basis, we just had the hacking from LinkedIn, and a lot of people personal profiles on there. They passwords, and, you know, so many people are going to memorize so many passwords. They're going to probably keep them the same. So if they forget, they don't have to go through all these issues. How can the person, a small business owner, can protect himself or individual protect themselves on things like that? You know, should you just have every single month have to go through all your websites to keep changing that? Or is there a system where you can put all your website passwords in and you can – is that really safe to put something in and just keep changing every 30 days?
Well, there's so many – what's difficult, there's so many ways to get to that information. And so, for instance, in a Facebook, you know, they got to that information because they penetrated back in through vulnerabilities of Facebook. So you're totally – it didn't matter what you did with Facebook. Okay, they didn't get it because of something you did. They got it because of something that Facebook did. Okay, and the same thing in a lot of websites is there's a lot of websites today that companies are vulnerable. They got the servers hooked up to the website, and they don't realize that people can hack in through that website and do that. And so, and if you happen to be a client of theirs or a subscriber of theirs, and those types of things, they're going to get your information. On a personal basis, on your personal computers and your business computers, is, you know, there's stuff that you can do in terms of securing your router to the right types of encryption keys, and by that is that most people, for instance, in their home routers, if you look at that, they're still set up on WEP encryption, which, you know, sounds like a bunch of gobbledygook, but it effectively is that's how most routers come standard issue, and people don't know enough about how to change them. Well, it doesn't matter how big your password is a hacker can get into that in, you know, 3-4 minutes. If you change it to other types of encryption like WPA to PSK, which are all checked things that you can do inside your router, and change it to strong passwords, 24, 25 passwords with uppercase, lowercase, numbers, symbols, that kind of stuff, then they've got to guess those passwords. And even with high-speed guessers, which is called brute force, that becomes more difficult to do. You need to set up where you can monitor logs in your personal computers. You need to set up where you've got a good antivirus. You need to keep your computers patched up. You need to keep your browsers patched up. I utilize, for instance, a Mozilla browser. We utilize a plugin called NoScript, which helps combat people hacking in through your browser side, which is another hack technique of what we call cross-site scripting. And that kind of slows down some of that. But a lot of stuff is just stupid stuff, is that, you know, hey, check out this link, you know, or this is a cool picture or what have you, and people spoof their way in to you, and you open it up, and next thing you know, you're bit. And if you're in a company, if they buy one computer, then they can get the rest of them. And, mm-hmm. and that's the challenge today, is that you can build all the technical defenses around your systems, but at the end of the day, if you do something stupid, it doesn't matter.
Well, some people, you know, they don't really realize what what they're doing. You know, they just live in life and you know, yada yada yada, and all of a sudden something happens.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my gosh, you have to worry about just walking out of the house. Now every time you turn on your computer, you have to worry about someone that's trying to steal all your information.
It is a reality of where we live today, unfortunately, is that you know, there's a lot of great things about the internet, there's a lot of great things that does, and you know, our whole business is based on the internet in terms of both advertising and what we do. However, you have to be cautious about how you go about those types of things, and have to understand that it's not how it used to be 10 years ago. It's no longer kiddie stuff. There's people that with very sophisticated tools, and by the way, they you know, you can buy them online. You know, some 15-year-old kid in Russia can buy them online and can go control a million computers.
Wow. Do you see this happening outside of the country, like Russia and China? Are they our main threats?
From a big scale, intellectual property, infrastructure, that side, yes. From criminal stuff, not so much in China, more so in Russia, but we got a lot of criminal stuff happening right here in the U.S., you know, with people, you know, located in the U.S. that are doing a lot of criminal stuff. So it just depends on the type of cyber crimes that you're really dealing with. But the big national infrastructure stuff, the stuff that keeps the FBI up all night, that's a lot of that's coming from state actors around the world.
Well, within law enforcement, on the local level, you know, we had the biggest thing in the late 90s regarding identity theft, and they finally put some laws on the books to protect individuals from that. Is that still the number one thing of criminals are after? Is this still your identity, or?
I don't think so. I think it's too easy just
okay.
to steal your information. And so, consequently, is if I get in and let's say I hack, a business and I get 20,000 credit card numbers, I can turn those credit card numbers into real credit cards, use them as cash, and thank you very much. I don't even need to steal your identity, you know, from in that component. So they've kind of removed the, you know, get the identity in there and go set up a bunch of stuff. They just go straight for the jugular and get the credit cards and spend them, and or sell that information to other people that want to use them.
And it could be in and out within a day before you even realize.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a station break real quick, and we'll talk a little bit more about your company and the services we provide. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Japan.
We're talking to Bruce Anderson, who is a cyber expert. Bruce, kind of tell us about your company and what type of services you offer to companies who want to prevent and also who wants to kind of manage their own security.
Well, there's several things we do at our company. As a service, is that we help a lot of companies that come under reputational attack. And by reputational attack is that someone is really trying to put your company out of business. And we're not just talking about minor type of stuff, but pretty serious stuff. And in that scenario, we've got a very high success rate of being able to uncover folks that are doing that anonymously and bringing civil charges against them and getting the stuff taken down and et cetera. So we do a lot of that.
Real quick, when you talk about what type of things that they do to try to put the company out of business?
Oh, well, it's if I basically say you're a liar, a cheat, a thief, a crook, that you are a terrible doctor, or your teeth, I came out and I looked ugly and my cosmetic surgery was terrible, or whatever, or you're a pedophile, or all kind of things, that when those things happen is that there are folks that do that in a very serious way that literally lose their business over it if they don't do anything.
Wow. Okay.
And so consequently is, it's one thing when you do, and a lot of folks that do this is that they don't stop. Secondly, we're seeing a lot of other competitors doing it to their competitors, okay, and trying to do it anonymously and hurt their competitors to boost their business.
Mm-hmm.
So reputationally. From other stuff, we get involved in cybersecurity and cyber intrusion. So if you've been intruded, we will come in and investigate that and determine how and what and handle those types of things from a cybersecurity viewpoint. We take an approach, Crown Jewels, we will come in as a hacking group and come in and take the Crown Jewels, show you how we did it, and then tell you how to fix it. We get involved in fraud, money laundering, embezzlement, theft, insider company, type of situations that we get involved with that. Product diversion, counterfeiting, trademark in use, where there's a lot of that going on worldwide, where people are counterfeiting and or stealing other people's trademarks and basically just setting up their own business, utilizing your capital. And we get involved in forensics, computer forensics, phone forensics. So pretty much if it touches cyber, internet, emails, computers, we deal with it from an investigative viewpoint. Most stuff that we do end up either in civil litigation or criminal action.
Okay, 3 points real quick. Dealing with reviews itself, I mean, once they bash you on reviews, I mean, you had to find the person to kind of put a halt to it, but you also got to do a campaign to address it quickly, because reviews usually goes to the top of Google of any search engine. So you guys normally also provide services to take these links down or to go and counteract those particular links and to address the issue? Like make
yeah,
it
we do.
And say, hey, we didn't.
Yeah, these days we work with a top 100 law firm, and we've developed a variety of different strategies. And today, to tackle these types of things, you've got to tackle it strategically, technically, you've got to tackle it legally, and you've got to tackle it investigatively. So we get involved in those types of cases, figure out who's in behind it, trap IP addresses, determine whether or not it's a consortium of people or just individuals, and then we go after that to expose that, figure out what those links are, then legally get them taken down, get injunctions against the people, and wind up suing them for those particular actions. So you can get it all taken down, get it all removed and done. It's not cheap to do that, unfortunately, so it's got to be serious. But for a lot of companies, for instance, in the travel industry, there are, this is huge, where you have other competitors that are basically constantly paying people to put up reviews in order to make their place look better, and so it's big business out there today.
Regarding embezzlement, and if you have a control over embezzle money out of your company and put the money where God doesn't know where, what type of services that you could provide to try to help track where those funds are, or can they get it back if it's overseas?
Yes. Assuming how it's been done and who and what and where. I mean, every case is very, very different. I mean, we have folks that work with us that are ex-FBI folks that have been, you know, been in charge of fraud and money laundering divisions for, you know, for the FBI. But when you get something where you believe someone is acting out internally, the first thing to do is to try to get the evidence, and it's very difficult to go do that yourself. And so we have the capability of putting wiretaps on computers. We've got the capability of doing forensics on those particular computers. And then once we get enough evidentiary, then legally we start taking the steps to basically start subpoenaing financial records and bank records and follow the money trail. And once you start following the money trail, then you're seeing what types of steps they've taken to hide the assets in different countries, and then we work with mutual assistance agreements and those types of things in order to be able to go after those assets. So it can, you know, you can go after those types of things. It just gets very complicated.
So if a proactive approach, you really had to be proactive as a company, put these things in as a preventive method on your computer so you know exactly what's going on. So if you start suspecting things, you don't have to go from that point on. You already have the trail, and you have a place to go through before you actually address the problem.
Well, and, you know, let's take hacking, for instance. Most breaches that occur, and even though, and for with large companies, and even though they've spent tons of money on technical, you know, security, if you will, that there's lots of folks that still continue to get breached, and most of them are not even aware of it for 6 to 10 months, okay, that someone's actually been in their computers and doing what they're doing. And the technology today is extremely sophisticated, and so unless you have full-time staff monitoring those logs, monitoring those issues, and the right network security structures internally, and your data locked down in different ways so that it's separated from other aspects, that your computers and information are structured on a need-to-know basis, and a variety of different types of things that you would do with a company, is you've got to take those steps. And even with all that, doesn't necessarily mean you can't be hit. Today, technology is extremely sophisticated, and the bad guys are winning the war right now.
Wow. Any particular cases that really stands out? The worst case that you run across in certain areas that you would like to share with the audience?
I don't know about a worst case, but here's one that I think everybody could, you know, relate with. A couple of corporate executives for large corporations. One of the executives, and they're married. One of the executives is a female, but both of them had been stalked for about 2 to 3 years by an unknown person. They didn't have a clue who it was, and by all this stalk, online stalking. And combination of text messages, combination of emails, combination of websites and a variety of things. And they didn't know who it was. They'd been to the police. They'd been to the FBI. They'd been to the attorney. Nobody knew how to help them. It then escalated to the point where this person was starting to extort them, and the extortion was that I want to have sex with your wife in front of you in a hotel downtown major city. You're going to watch, and then after I'm done, I want you to pay me $10,000, and if you don't, I'm going to destroy y'all's reputations. And so we get that call.
Wow.
And a day and a half later, we catch him. We set up a sting operation with the local sheriff's office, and he's now in jail.
Wow. Any cases that you've run across that really that was a really bad case? Anything is really was life threatening that you run across? Does it get that deep?
We haven't had anything that, you know, their life was immediately threatened there, because typically with that, the police will take over on that. And that
okay.
kind of thing, they will move on that kind of thing. And that would be the first people that we would contact anyway in that kind of scenario, of a life-threatening scenario. But on the flip side, because of people's reputation being destroyed with personal and private information there, and then someone got that information and now started to put it out to all their friends and all their employees and all, you know, these types of things. I mean, we've talked several people out of suicide because of the things that have occurred online.
Wow. Lastly, kind of tell us anything in a nutshell that you want to share about your company. Give us your website and any last comments you'd like to share with the community.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, our website is cyberinvestigationservices.com. And what I can say is that if you have a serious internet issue that is impacting your business, impacting your personal life, or if you're concerned about these types of things for your, you know, for your business or your personal life, you know, we would love to, you know, we'd love to chat with you and try to help you, you know, in some way or another. And as far as I can say, is online is enjoy online. Just be careful.
Be careful. And what's your contact information? Your telephone number there?
The telephone number is, and I don't have that off the top of my head and whatnot because I don't generally take the phone calls. But it's an 866 number. I've got a direct number that I don't want to put out there. Best way is through our site is www.cyberinvestigationservices.com.
Perfect.
And,
great. I really appreciate it for you coming on the show. You shared a lot of information to us, and hopefully we'll help a lot of people, and hopefully they're not in those type of situations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Again, thank you for listening to the Core Business Show, Cyber Investigation Services. You can go ahead and look online for them. And you can download this episode on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, thank you for listening to this particular episode. Again, I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. And again, if you have any information or want to know about his company, give him a call. Go through his website. And if you have any life-threatening type issues, you of course you always want to get law enforcement to help you out. If not, probably if it's not threatening, then you probably want to contact this company. Again, thank you for listening. Again, that was Bruce Anderson with Cyber Investigation Services. Everybody have a great day and take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.